You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We were talking about this yesterday in regards to the Mets and the Yankees, what they were going to do, how they're going to try to basically bolster their roster and kind of redo part of it, at least a third of it. And I would think that the Yankees and the Mets are not done yet. I mean, they're still out there. They're still trying to cull and find players. I do think that Brian Cashman is very aware of the money. You know, I kind of feel like the guys that they've added – they're not that expensive. They're guys that hopefully he can find a little bit of a diamond in a rough. This latest guy, you know, supposedly hits left-handed pitching great, and maybe he'll be a platoon, or maybe he'll be out in right field for Aaron Judge. He's actually a pretty good defensive player. The Mets, as you just said, the bullpen is going to be refortified, and certainly when you look at it on paper, it is pretty impressive. But the Phillies didn't sit stand pat either. You know what I mean? I mean, they went out and bolstered their bullpen. They get a flame-throwing reliever. So I don't know. I just feel like the Mets are not done yet. So I think we're going to go over 2.5 players for the Mets, since they had already added one player, Soto. So we were questioning whether or not they would add three or more players. And I do think they're going to add somebody else. And the Yankees, I'm not really sure, what they're thinking about right now. I can't believe that this would be the only moves that they would make. I would think that they would maybe add another player or two. And depending on who's available out there and for bullpen help, because certainly they need that. And I think both the Mets and the Yankees would also like another legitimate starter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the Mets are looking right now, is do they upgrade in center field and do they add a starting pitcher today? Because they're not going to add another reliever after what they did yesterday. And I think the Yankees were kind of left holding the bag. I'm sure they were involved on all these guys. I'm sure they were involved on Duran. I'm sure they were involved on Tyler Rogers and Helsley, and the Mets and the Phillies just gave more, especially, the Tyler Rogers deal. Those are three guys that we have seen that the Mets have traded back to San Francisco in that deal. So the Yankees are going to have to fortify the bullpen for sure. And now we're going to see, how far David Stearns goes. I mean, he traded away a bunch of prospects yesterday. How many more? And do some of those big names we were talking about come off the board now? The Acuñas and the Beatties and the Vientos and the Mauricio and stuff like that. How much all in? There's all in, and then there's
I mean, they still have a logjam at third base, and they still need some sort of situational. I mean, to fix the situation in center field to get a little bit more offense in the outfield. To me, and I think we talked about this yesterday, it's been written all over the place. So a lot of people think that Stephen Kwan from the Guardians is a guy that is out there that people are bidding for. And if I believe that if the Mets got him, stick him in left field, put Brandon Nimmo in center, I could live with that, and put Kwan at the top of the lineup. Now all of a sudden you've extended this lineup a little bit more. You get Jeff McNeil back at second base, Brandon Nimmo out in center field, although it's not perfect. But you now have a leadoff hitter that is really a contact hitter that can be a guy that could set the problem with the Mets is they don't have a problem setting the table. They have a problem clearing the table.
Yeah.
But I just do think another solid outfielder and a solid offensive player that does put the ball in play makes a lot of sense to me. And I can work around you know, who's going to play center field. And I know it's not perfect, but I do think that it makes you better offensively. I also think that it puts people in the right spot, maybe with the exception of Brandon Nimmo in center field, who's played center field before. I mean, it's not like he's not played out there.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like the less running I can have Brandon Nimmo do, the better, especially with some of the lower leg injuries, the lower body injuries that he's had over his career. But it's not the worst situation at all. And, Clay Holmes was not good again yesterday. That's an issue. I do still believe in the starting pitching when healthy. They need one more big bat. They just need it because you see yesterday, and I know Yu Darvish turns into the greatest pitcher who's ever walked the earth when he faces whatever Mets lineup is out there. But when you've got Lindor struggling, Alonso struggling, and Soto out of the lineup, I mean, obviously, they got no shot.
Well,
You
can say the same thing about the Yankees. You know, if you have,
yeah, but they've won 3 out of 4 without Judge there. They figured it out somehow. But that's one player. As we're talking about, two guys who have just been awful offensively in Lindor and Alonso for an extended period of time. I mean, even through the winning streak. And Soto, who hopefully will be back sooner than later.
Well, just know that last year they all had their moments and. It's now. This is where the season. By the way, this is where the season really begins.
Rubber meets the road.
Metal meets the meat.
Yep.
You know. So this is where we go. This is where it all starts. Now this August and September, after the trade deadline and trying to figure out what your lineup and what your roster is going to look like. Who's healthy? Who's coming back? And I kind of feel like both teams are on the trending on the way back with injured players, But I don't believe they're done yet. And we talked about this yesterday after we get off the air. Right after we get off the air, the Mets announcement comes.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
So 10 a.m. today, expect a deal. I'm sure Evan's going to be going crazy. I did see him yesterday when I was leaving and he was coming in.
And what was that like?
It's just frenetic energy is really what it is. You know, he's wheeling around a suitcase for whatever reason. I have no idea why. Wheeling around a suitcase.
I mean, does he keep his like aluminum cans and bottles in there?
I'm a loser.
So we could get this 5 cents or 10 cents.
Yes, yeah,
maybe
exactly.
That's what it was. Yeah, a big shopping cart filled with cans and bottles.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then he was talking about how it's going to be tough for him because he has these memories of the 2015 trade deadline where him and Joe were doing a camp show and Cespedes got traded to the Mets and they didn't know what to do. And I was like, Evan, you're going to be okay, man. Like, it's all right. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay. A giant. You'll be talking about the trade deadline. It's a good problem to have all this stuff going on right now. And having two baseball teams that are active and trying to win, which is something we haven't gotten from these football teams in the last number of years.
Hopefully that's going to change for both of them. And there's a level of excitement over here with a number of their rookies that they've drafted. And, of course, Jackson Dart is at the top of that list, along with Abdul Carter and Cam Scadaboo. So, you know, it is every year you start spring training or summer training camp, I should say, and you have a false sense of hope, I think sometimes you would call it. But, you know, there are new personalities here. I think Brian Daboll, we'll have Brian on a little bit later on. I'm sure he knows what the realities of this business are. I mean, you know, he's not going to hide anything. He knows what he has to do. Their offense is just, if they can get their offense somewhere around the middle of the league as opposed to the bottom of the league and with an improved defense, maybe they'll be one of the teams that actually can surprise people, especially if Russell Wilson doesn't turn the ball over early in the season and give games away the way that the Giants have given games away over the last 3 years.
And speaking of Russell Wilson, he is scheduled to appear with us about 35 minutes from now. And about 5 minutes from now, Jameis Winston is scheduled to appear. So we're going to take an early break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.